Hey everyone, welcome to Life Along the Way. I'm Julissa.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Ashlyn.
We're so glad y'all are tuning in. We're gonna get started with our life tips. Who wants to go first?
So my life tip is super simple, but it can be really hard. And basically, it's just planning your day before you go to bed so that plan your next day before you go to bed. So what that looks like for me recently has just been pulling out my notes app and I'll write out, okay, what time am I going to wake up the next morning? What is the first thing I'm going to do? Sometimes I'll even be as detailed as what am I going to eat for breakfast? Because sometimes that can be too overwhelming in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's just been really helping me just like not get stressed about the morning either, because I think you can run into decision fatigue of, oh, there's so many ways I can start my morning. How do I want to do it? If you plan it out the morning or the night before, like makes things better.
I love that.
So there you go.
I need to do that in certain areas of my life.
Yeah. It's helpful.
Yeah. My life tip would be on July 27th. Don't forget to wish this girl a happy birthday.
She's turning 22.
Taylor Swift 22 year. Hence why we're wearing all these.
In case you were wondering.
It was a little celebratory beginning to the podcast earlier. So.
Yay.
Aww. Oh man, my life tip. I had a pretty out there one.
Please share it.
It's out there, y'all. It is out there.
So I drive a hybrid car and it saves me a lot of money on gas and it lasts a long time. Now I know this life tip isn't always feasible, so I brought a second one. You never know. Second one is your favorite snacks, go to the website of like whatever brand it is and see if they do like subscription boxes, because I'm obsessed with these Bobo Bites. They are so good and it's my go-to snack, and they have a subscription that you can like basically set how often you want a box to come in. So mine comes in every 2 months and it's a lot cheaper than me just buying them whenever I run out in the store. And you can cancel at any time. There's no fees. So if you find something like that, do it.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. You're like subscription queen.
Yeah, you
over
are.
Here.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Newly Bobo Bites.
There was something else though, I swear. But that's really cool. I didn't know that you could like go and do that. I love it. Yay. Well, today we thought we would do something a little different of just kind of talk about the topics of how or what God has been teaching us lately and what that looks like for all of us. And just that God is always teaching us something, and it's crazy eye-opening when you reflect back and you're like, whoa, the Lord answered this prayer. He opened up this door. He's just truly so amazing. Okay, so we will dive into what's kind of been going on in my life and just some things I've learned throughout the last month has been very eye-opening for me. And one of the biggest things I've learned throughout the month is that new seasons of life can feel really hard and confusing and just difficult. And something that I've felt recently is that I'm grieving a season of life, and I never really thought I would say that or even experience it, especially from just I left my job and starting something on my own, and it's super scary and unknown. But I also have been kind of grieving that I've been in this past life this past season for 4 years. Like, I'm so used to the day-to-day things and what it's going to look like, who I work with. And in this new season, I'm just like, whoa, this is an interesting feeling. I'm grieving that it's going to be different. It's going to be new. And sometimes it can be really scary to step out into something new. But I felt that God is just saying to me to take that leap of faith and move with him. And he's going to provide for me and guide me through it all.
And I think... just part of that is, even though you know it's something you're supposed to do in a new season you're supposed to be walking into, there still can be parts of the old season that you're missing, kind of like what you're saying. And I think that's true in a lot of different areas that we walk through, is I'm really excited for what's ahead, but oh, there's pieces of what I was just in that I'm gonna miss. Mm-hmm. And I think that's totally normal. And it means like that there was good in what you were just in, mm-hmm. you know? So.
And it's even just like missing the familiarity.
Yeah.
Because when
yeah.
you step into something new, it's not familiar. And so like you said, you know, you're leaving your job and trusting in God, and like obviously there's like reasons behind that, and it's like even though like something that you're walking out of might have been painful or hard, just the fact that it's what you know, because mm-hmm. yeah, we're exactly. creatures of comfort and pattern, and so it's like really hard to leave something that feels so familiar.
Yeah, and I didn't think I'd feel the grief of the season, because I'm like, I'm so excited for this new season, but you do just become like attached to the way that you were living your life and what that day-to-day may look like, but also the people that you worked with. And it's a great reminder that you can look back at what you've done in the past and leave it knowing like I lived that season really well. And like as scary as it can be, I'm trusting that God is going to help me through this new season. And I wrote this on a card and like put it somewhere in my house where I'm always walking around to remind me of it. And it says, but there are some things that you cannot be sure of. You must take a chance. If you wait for perfect weather, you'll never plant your seeds. If you are afraid that every cloud will bring rain, you'll never harvest your crops. You don't know where the wind blows, and you don't know how a baby grows in its mother's womb. In the same way, you don't know what God will do, and he makes everything happen. And that's Ecclesiastes 11, 4 through 5. And I've been truly living in this verse. Like, I almost have to read it every single day, especially when it's like, you must take a chance. You have to take a chance to where God is leading you and all the open doors that he opens for you, even though you may not be able to see the fruit that's going to be given or just what he's going to provide for you in that season. But you're like, okay, God, I'm going to take this chance. I'm going to run my race towards you because I know that you're going to be there with me and that I won't act on my fear, because he always does provide. And in the last month, it's been very eye-opening of that. The Lord really does provide, and he yeah. hears all your prayers. There was a lot of things I was praying through last month of even like leaving my job and just, God, like, are you going to open this door for me? Are you going to give me, or are you going to guide me through this next season that I'm terrified of? And he literally has answered so many prayers. He's used my community around me. Everything has come full circle, honestly.
Which is so funny, because we were talking before the podcast about how much can happen in 1 month. And literally a month ago, we were recording another podcast and you were crying right before of like, I don't know what God's doing. Like, this is really hard.
Yeah.
And just in 1 month, the things that prayers the Lord has answered. And it just is a testament to the fact of like, God truly does hear our prayers and he knows what we need, and his leadership can be trusted. Mm-hmm. And something they said at church, this past Sunday is like, God knows his kids. He mm-hmm. knows what we need. Yeah. And our plans may not be what's best for us. God knows what's best for us. And so it's just like choosing to trust that even when I don't know what's happening, even when I'm really frustrated, Lord, I'm trusting you that you order my steps. And just something I've been learning too is like, I've been reading through Exodus and just like the Egyptians, not the Egyptians, the Israelites.
Egyptians.
They were part of the story, but not what I want to say. The Israelites, like, they actually, when you were talking, I was thinking of this, is so the Lord rescued the Israelites out of Egypt, and then the Israelites start complaining in the desert, mm-hmm. and they want to go back to Egypt because they're kind of like you were saying, of grieving that past season, because they were like, oh, at least in Egypt we had food, we had yes. water, and now in the desert we don't have it. And the Lord was like, well, actually, I'm going to provide for you manna one day at a time, mm-hmm. and just enough for today. And that's just something the Lord has been teaching me, is like, hey, I'm not going to show you what's way ahead. I'm just going to show you a little bit at a time. And so that way you can really learn to rely on me and trust me. And it's like, give me today my daily bread. Like, Lord, when I wake up in the morning, just give me enough for what I need for today. Like, show me enough for like this day or this week, you know?
That's so good.
Yeah. But it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm like getting teared up as you guys are talking. I'm like, I don't know. It's just so beautiful thinking about that picture of like the daily bread and taking it day by day. And as you were talking, I was like, okay, I just feel like I need to remind myself of this constantly, that I'm his kid, mm-hmm. and that I need to rely on him like I would rely on my parents as a kid. And even though we're adults and we have our lives and things that we are, you know, overseeing and part of and whatnot, like at the end of the day, we're his kid, mm-hmm. and that we need to be so reliant on him in that like daily act and not trying to go like so many steps ahead to where God's like, whoa, like let's be present where we are right now. And mm-hmm. I, like we were talking about this earlier, if you're like a forward thinker or, you know, you resonate on the past or whatever. And I'm definitely someone that leans more towards like thinking towards the future and, you know, all the excitement that could come. But also like I've noticed I can get really anxious and will plan things out to like avoid whatever. And I'll get really anxious and wrapped up in that and convince myself that my anxious thoughts are protecting me from something that I'm afraid of. If I'm like thinking about it and analyzing all of the ways, but God's like, no. Like I've laid ahead the steps for you. I just need you to take the first one, not jump to, you know, wherever ahead. And so, yeah, I just think it's so beautiful and encouraging. Like, and even watching you in this past month, like from where you were and not knowing what God had, but being so obedient to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to move until you tell me to move. Mm-hmm. And, but still allowing yourself to dream, even though things seemed really like sad and you're like, I don't know what's going on and I'm confused. But just, I don't know, your reliance on him was just so beautiful and encouraging. And it's like so incredible to look back at literally a month and see all of the transformative work that he's done and how you giving him like your yes, he just brought so many beautiful things mm-hmm. into your life and in your path that he's like, all I need you to do is just take that first step and I'll do the rest.
Yeah. And he really did. It was crazy because I was telling them this week too that there was an opportunity like I really wanted and it like didn't end up working in the way I wanted to in that time. And I was like distraught. I was like, God, like, how is it that you like couldn't make this happen for me? Like, this was perfect. And I was just like a mess. That was actually the day I saw these two. And I was like, I don't know what God is telling me to do. I'm just very confused. And then after that, I kind of was like, all right, I just feel like the Lord is telling me to like, I need to move in a direction. Like, it, once I move, he's going to make all these things happen. So I was like, okay, like, let me look around my community. Like, who is it that I can just like pick their brain, reach out to, ask for wise counsel? And that's exactly what I did. I was like, okay, let me contact a couple people I know. Just, and all those people I talked to opened up so many doors for me. And I was like, whoa, if God had said yes to that opportunity that I really wanted in that time, I would have just given up and said, okay, I have this. Like, I don't need to go look for anything else. But God was like, no, I said no to this opportunity because you wouldn't have listened or stepped into what I need you to step into. And I wouldn't have walked through all the open doors. I would have just settled for the one that he didn't give me. And full circle, he actually did give it to me back, which was, I was like, oh my gosh. But I understand it now, because in that time, I just would have completely given up and just said, okay, this one opportunity is great. I don't need to go and step into anything else. And he knew that I would think like that. So it was just really great to see the way that the Lord moves. And I even wrote down in Philippians, I was reading through and it said that Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Whoa. I have been like marinating in that, like obedient to the point of death.
Yeah.
When you just think about the sacrifice that Jesus did, and how to like live our lives chasing the Lord, I was like, I want to be someone who's obedient to the point of death, where I won't ever deny what Jesus wants me to do. I will always step into it. And it's just in my back of my head, I'm always like, even through the decisions I make, I'm like, is that being obedient to the point of death? Like almost death to my flesh. I've been so like good. Really reflecting on that.
Oh my gosh. I'm like very convicted over here in this corner. Man. Like what things have I not been obedient to the point of death? But I saw this little reel on Instagram the other day. And it was, the caption was something like, this is what God's provision looks like. And it was this little stick person climbing up a ladder. But every time he would reach up, the Lord would provide the next thing of the ladder. And it was such a little simple illustration. But it's kind of what you're talking about is sometimes we just have to take that step out or reach up for that next part of the ladder, even though we don't see the next step. And that's what you did is like, Lord, I know you're calling me to this. I want to be obedient to the point of death. I can't see where I'm going or what this looks like exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm trusting you in that. That's really good. Oh my gosh.
I know every day I'm like, wow, what can I do today to be obedient to the point of death? And like, those are harsh words even like to think of to the point of death. Like, whoa.
Yeah. And I think it also just comes down to obedience, you know, takes an amount of trust. And it's like, man, Lord, do I take you at your word? You know, because you read the Bible and you see how like Abraham stepped out in faith, or you read through Hebrews and it's like the hall of faith, I think is what they call it. And you have all these people that walked in faith, and it's because they trusted God at his word of the Lord made them a promise, and they're like, okay, God, I trust you in that. And that's what allowed them to be obedient, because faith is the evidence of things hoped for and the assurance of things not seen. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes obedience takes faith, even though we can't see what's coming next or we don't have a clear picture of what it's going to look like. Just taking God at his word in it.
Yeah. And John 13:7, where it says, you don't understand yet the meaning of what I am doing, but soon it will be clear to you. Is such an eye-opening verse of,
that's good.
The word soon is so hard for our humanly minds to wrap around. It's like, well, your soon could be 3 years. My soon, I mean tomorrow, if you could make that happen. Yeah. But I love that it says that, because it's God's timing. So soon is when it'll be the right time. But I just love, like, you don't understand the meaning of what I'm doing, but soon it'll be clear to you. Like, we'll never really understand. So when is soon? Yeah.
God, when is soon?
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys learning recently?
Man, I feel like part of what I'm learning is similar to what you're learning, is of just like trusting the Lord's timing, trusting his leadership and things. And I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast, or I know I shared it with a bunch of people, but my word for the year last year was refining. And the verse that the Lord gave me with that was Psalm 66:10-12. And it says, for you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. And I think a lot of just the past few months, the past year, has been the Lord refining me and the Lord like teaching me to rely on his leadership and his timing and things. And like for a while I felt like he was closing a lot of doors. Like I was just in this hallway of doors and they were all closed, and he was saying no to so many things. And I was like, okay, God, I'm fine with you saying no, but what are you saying yes to? Like, what doors are you opening? And it caused me to be really frustrated, kind of like how you were a month ago, of like, okay, God, I'm so frustrated of like, what are we doing? You know, like, I trust you, but also like, give me a little glimpse of what's ahead, you know? And I think recently he's just showing me that second part of the verse that says, but you brought us to a place of abundance. And 2024, I don't really like get a year for the word. I think 2023 was the first year I had really gotten a word of like, okay, this is from God. Like, I know he's giving me the word refining. And 2024 was also the same thing of like, I know he's giving me the word abundance, which is the second part of the verse. And I didn't really like that word because I was like, well, what if it's not a year of abundance? And then I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. And so I really struggled with that for a little bit. And even just the first few months of this year, I was like, okay, this doesn't really feel like abundance. This feels like refining still, Lord. Like, what does your year actually look like? Is it start in January, you know? So, yeah, right. And I think recently the Lord has just been starting to open a few of those doors in the hallway of just like, hey, Catherine, like, this is why I refined you, because I wanted you to be ready for this. I wanted you to appreciate the things that I'm going to now be giving you. And yeah, it's been really sweet. I feel like for me, a lot of times with my walk with God is like, okay, I'm working on this. Like, he's fixing this in me, or like, I'm just pressing through, I'm waiting. Like, it's always just this hard season of like, man, I'm really like working on this with the Lord. And I think now he's showing me of like, Catherine, I just want to have fun with you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, what are your dreams? What do you want to do? What sounds fun to you? And it's been a little weird and kind of felt funny because I'm not really used to that, and I haven't really experienced that part of my relationship with the Lord of like a lot of answered prayers. That sounds so bad because he totally has answered my prayers. I'm like so dramatic, but
I love that
he's never answered any of my prayers before, so I'm kidding. No, I think it's just he's showing me that he wants to bless me in little ways, that in ways that I had just been praying for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, now is the time that I want to open these doors for you. I want to bless you in this. I feel like that's kind of vague, or I don't know. It's hard to explain because I think I'm just now walking through it, like in the past few weeks of walking in that abundance. And so, yeah, life has just been kind of fun and unexpected. I feel like he's just been handing me things that I couldn't even have made on my own, or like gotten on my own, which it makes it really sweet. Of I know this is from God because I had nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. And they've just been little things too. So yeah, it's something I'm still learning. I think I'm still like seeing this verse in my life of the refining part and the abundance part. But it really just comes down to like what we're talking about is trusting the Lord, being obedient, sticking through it, even when we're really frustrated and we're really hard and we're confused. Yeah. It's like, no, the Lord loves to bless us. He loves to lead us into more, give us his best. And sometimes that means him saying no to a lot of things we're praying for a long time.
Yes.
Or him not answering some of the prayers we're praying because he knows that he wants to answer them in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I love that, always using the things he says no to like bring more glory to him.
Yeah.
And just, it's a hard thing for our human selves to like wrap around. I've been thinking a lot about our human flesh, that it can it can really steer us in ways that are not like from the Lord, and like our earthly desires. When you kind of open your eyes up to the world and how we all live, and I always like go back to the Bible, I'm like, wow, like the people that I'm reading about, they lived so different, and they lived like on fire for the Lord, and they sacrificed their earthly desires and chased what God and like wanted us to be doing. Anyway, sorry, that's a whole different topic, but
to be continued one day.
Well, and I think the beautiful thing too about like the abundance that you're experiencing is that you are attributing all of it back to him, where I feel like it can be so easy that if we're living in a season of abundance and everything's going really well, that we can get distracted by those things and not point it back to him. And so that's just been really encouraging, watching you like share all the things that God has put into your life just in these past couple of months, and literally every single time you talk about it, you always bring it back to him, mm-hmm. which is so encouraging. And I had read in this book that, like when it comes to enjoyment, that like going on vacation and doing all these fun things, things that bring you life and joy, it's not wrong to find enjoyment in those things. But is that like the thing in itself the source of enjoyment, or is it the Lord being the source of enjoyment? Like going on vacation, is like, am I enjoying the experiences because God gave it to me, or am I just focused on like, you know, the, I'm here kind of thing?
Right.
And it just shifts it so much too, because then when those material things are gone, mm-hmm. That you still delight in him and find fulfillment and enjoyment in your life because simply like you're living for him. So it's just really beautiful to like see you living in abundance and yeah. seeing prayers answered, and even things that you didn't pray for that God's like, yeah. well, I'm going to give you this too, so kind of thing.
Yeah.
I am in the middle of a hard season that's lasted a long time. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm so worn out, and I don't know if I would say I'm like confused anymore. I feel like I've just kind of been like in this mundane place, and like there's just been so many things that I've been learning, and the one thing is like you learn it, but like are you gonna like follow through and stick with it yeah. and let it influence your life? And just one thing that I've been really needing to like work on is like there's a difference between soul care and like self care. And we kind of touched on that, like when we talked about like rest in that one episode that we did earlier. And I, if I'm being honest, have been very selfish these past couple of weeks, just focusing on self care. Not that self care is wrong, but I have denied myself of things that the Lord has been like, I want you to take a leap of faith and be obedient and die to yourself, even though you feel like it's gonna set you back and that you're not gonna have the energy to do it, whatever. Like I'm calling you to do it, and it's gonna bring your soul rest, even if it doesn't look like it's physical rest. And I've just been so focused on physical rest that like anything I feel like is going to, you know, set me back and that might cause my symptoms to get worse, or I might get more sick, just because I've had to be really careful about what I'm doing and how I'm letting out my energy, that I haven't really listened to the Lord when he's asked me to take a step of faith. And I think that's just why I've, or one of the reasons why I've felt in kind of like a dead place of like just blech. And last night at our young adults gathering at our church, I was on schedule to do worship. And during the day, I was just like not feeling great, didn't have energy, and really was like, I want to cancel and go home and rest because that'll be good for my body. And then I'll be able to, you know, do everything and all my work for, you know, all the things. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that because it's last minute. And I just need to give the team my yes and give God my yes, because I felt like God was like, no, you're doing this. I want you to do this. And when I got there, you know, I was feeling pretty drained. But then as we were rehearsing and going through everything, I just started getting filled up in such a way that I haven't experienced in weeks. And I haven't been able to do worship in a while. And so it just was like so refreshing. And I knew it was not like the, you know, rest that I was trying to give myself, like in the past couple of weeks, denying the soul rest, but it was like truly from the Lord. Because like obviously doing worship, standing, being active with people, like you think that would like deplete you of energy, but I walked out of college in 20s feeling like I could like do jumping jacks.
Yes.
And so cool. Was just so filled up by just being in the presence of other people and in the presence of the Lord with believers and worshiping him and just forgetting about my circumstances and just giving him praise and glory. And so it was just so encouraging. And even too, like even though I experienced pain throughout the day today, was just still like soul wise filled up by just taking a leap of faith and giving God my yes. And so I've just really had to work on like that call that he, you know, tells us is to, you know, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And
so good.
There's this one verse in 2 Timothy, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And that was one of the verses that they had talked about in the message last night, actually, about just like when you give God your yes and you follow him, that you will suffer persecution if you die to yourself and pursue Christ and pursue a godly life. And that in a weird way, that should be encouraging in the sense of like, I'm like, this isn't about me. This is about God. And that if like I'm receiving persecution or whatever that looks like, that it means that I'm doing something that's making his name known in a world that's not surrendering to him. And so I've had to really work on denying myself of just earthly things that I think that I need, and really just focusing on like, God, what does soul care look like for me right now? How do you want to fill me up? And you know, it's not going to always look in the ways that I think it should. And even too, being so focused on getting rest and getting better and everything, like life is hard. We're going to suffer. And I shouldn't be sitting here saying like, I shouldn't be sick right now. Like I shouldn't be in pain. Like we live in a fallen world and we're going to experience things that we don't want to, but it's that whole perspective change of like, okay, well, while I'm feeling this way, how can I glorify God through it? And I just feel like I haven't been doing that as much as I should. And oh, the whole living by faith thing. I love how this is a common theme. I wrote this down to Galatians 2:20. It says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And it's just so beautiful to like know that we're like so deeply loved by God and that he knows what we're going through and the trials that we're experiencing. And he's like, I am with you through it all. And I want to pour into you. And like, so I just, that's really what I'm learning is like what soul care looks like in the way that God wants to impart in my body. Mm-hmm. And that it doesn't always look like the earthly rest that I think I need, but it might look like denying myself of physical rest to do something that God calls me to, and that the health of my soul outweighs the health of my physical body, because my physical body's going to go away one day, but my soul is always going to be with there because it's tied to God.
That's so good. Wow.
I love, and I
life is
also
hard,
life is,
but it's great.
Life is so hard sometimes. Wow. And I do think like, I can go into a rant about how strong this girl is. Like,
for real.
She is like, through all the ups and downs, like she really does praise the Lord in every single season. She is obedient. Like I've learned to be like, wow, I need to think like Ashlyn, because she is so obedient and so strong and just has so much courage. And I love that you even think about it in your illness. You think like, okay, I'm not going to like fill my physical body, because God is leading me to go fill it spiritually. Yeah. And even to have that posture about an illness that you have that is really affecting your body. Like you don't let the enemy win in those moments. And that is huge. Like the enemy can call you to be isolated, to be alone and say, no, you need to be selfish and you need this rest. Like I'm going to isolate you from these people. Mm-hmm. But you're so strong in your faith to know that when God calls you to go on stage and sing, you're going to go on stage and sing and you're going to do it. And he's going to provide for you. And just like the faithfulness that you have in the Lord is such a beautiful thing to see. So I'm proud of you.
Oh, that's so encouraging. I mean, one thing I've constantly had to remind myself is like what I said in the end is that my physical body is going to go away. And like in the times where I have given him my yes to do something that's going to fill my soul up, but maybe not my physical body, that in the end, like it really just does have like such a lasting impact, mm-hmm. more so than if I gave myself the rest that I thought I needed physically. I'm reading this book called, oh, I can't remember, but the whole concept of it
all the time. It's a great book.
It's good. What am I reading? I can't tell you what it was, but I can tell you the book of the Bible that it's based on, which is Ecclesiastes.
So good.
And it's all about diving into the message that we should not be living towards things, but living from death, in terms of like focusing on our lives are finite. And it's funny, in the beginning of Ecclesiastes, he's like, there's nothing new under the sun. There's a time to live and a time to die and whatever. It's just so real, gosh, reading that. But that we should be living like from death, in the sense of being so present to the moments that we have and just how much life is a gift, and not being so caught up in all of the little things, but just focusing on like, this life was given to me as a gift by God, and how can I praise and honor him in that? Because the one thing that we do know is certain is death in life. Like that's going to happen. That's a secure thing. So what can I do in my time on earth to like, you know, expand his kingdom here?
As you were talking earlier, just about like pain and relying on God and stuff, it reminded me of 2 Corinthians 1:8-10, we'll say. And I just want to read it because it's just talking about how Paul, I'll just read it, you know, and then we can talk about it. But it says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers." And I just like, it goes to show you that the Lord puts us through really hard things that we're just, I don't know, really struggling with. And he does it sometimes so that we can rely on him and not mm-hmm. ourselves.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just as you were talking, it reminded me of like just that verse. I mean, I feel like I can't even sum it up much better than Paul did.
Right.
But I just love it. Like, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. And like, mm-hmm. how many times does God allow hard things in our life so that we can choose to trust him, choose to rely on him so that he can get the glory in it?
That's so like encouraging. The fact even too in that verse that it like, he says like, we're going to share this with you, that it hasn't been easy, that it's been hard.
Yeah.
And that like, sometimes you might feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going through all this hard stuff, but I don't want to burden anybody with it, so I'm not going to share it.
Yes.
But those hard things that we walk through, that God's working through, it's evidence of his goodness and what he can turn for good. And like the literally just the fact of like something bad happening or just like going through a hard season, that the sole thing that comes out of that is a deeper reliance on him, that it's worth it. Yes. And it's worth it to share that story with people because it's encouraging and can grow, you know, other people's faith in yeah. their walk with the Lord.
And I think that's what's kind of fun about this episode, is just like the power of testimony. And when I think testimony, I think of how I got saved, but also just like testimony can be the story of like sickness or the story of like how the Lord provided for you, Julissa. And it's like just the power of testimony. And even like Paul writing this in the Bible, I think is just encouraging of like, okay, we saw how they suffered, but God delivered them. Like that helps me with whatever I'm suffering through right now. Like God mm-hmm. will deliver me from whatever that is.
Yeah.
And it goes to show like vulnerability too, you know, sharing with your close people what you're going through so that they can help you in it and help you walk through it and then celebrate you when you walk out of it.
Yeah. So. I love that. And I was trying to find the verse that was saying, like, do not lean on your own understanding.
Yeah.
And that has been something in the last like month, year. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I'm not going to understand what God is doing, why he's doing it. I will see his glory, though. I will see it soon, not in my own timing, but in the Lord's timing. So sometimes I feel like I need to stop trying to understand it all, because that is causing me more confusion and overthinking like what God has planned. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to try and understand. I'm just going to step into it and like be open to the call of God. And when he tells you to move, he's going to move with you. He's going to open the doors and guide you through it all. So reminder, just don't lean on your own understanding, because like our brains truly can't comprehend everything that the Lord has for us.
The second half of that verse says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, if he is going to have full dominion over every facet of my life in like the way that I say, like, that's what I want. I want him to have full dominion. Am I acknowledging him in all things? And when I've like reflected and noticed, like, okay, this area of my life, I am feeling so detached from the Lord. And I feel like my path is like this and this and this, whatever. Like, it's just not coming together and I'm feeling anxious and uncertain. Then I'll like reflect on, realize, okay, well, I haven't really acknowledged him in it. There we go. It's just so simple, but so hard. But it's just like that constant reminder. And when you were talking about what you're learning and how you had that note card and you're like, you place it so you can like see it and remind yourself.
Yeah.
That's something I'm like, I need to do that. I need to like set actual like visual reminders on my mirror in my room and like at my desk in my office, like physical reminders, so that like as I am constantly looking at those things, then I'll like actually kind of take that and might not need those physical reminders anymore, because it's just constant dialogue that I'll then be so used to that it's second nature.
Well, I feel like we could probably talk about what we're learning in life for probably the next 4 hours.
So many things.
Maybe that'll be a part two. But we'll start with our action tips of some things to leave this episode with.
Yeah, little takeaways. I don't know. Something that Pastor Joel said in church last Sunday, and it's not necessarily a very practical, well, okay, false. I have a practical action step after I say this, but something he said just has stuck with me and I wrote it down. And he said, God knows his kids. God loves me. And if he is in charge, he's got me. And I just feel like when it comes to just life and the things that we face every single day and kind of what we've been talking about, is like trusting that God knows me best and that he has the best for me, even when you're walking through something really hard. And I think just that is the testament of the things we're learning recently. But an action step, I think we've made this an action step before, but I'm just going to reiterate it. Because while I was just thinking about this podcast topic, I went back to my journal and looked at what the Lord had been teaching me recently.
Yeah.
And so once again, my action step is to journal. And Jaleesa has said it, I think I probably have said it before, like just journaling really helps you write down the things God's speaking to you, the things you're struggling with, so that you can go back and look at what you've learned, what God has brought you out of, brought you through, and what you've learned from it. So there you go. Good.
Yeah. I think one of my action steps that I did with a verse like a couple months back is kind of pick a verse to meditate on. Whether I was like, God, I don't know what verse you want me to meditate on. And I flipped through my Bible and just landed on a page. And just find one. And you kind of go through it multiple times, however many words are in that verse. But go through it and emphasize each word. So if it's the Lord is my shepherd, you start saying the Lord is my shepherd. And then the Lord is my shepherd, and then the Lord is my shepherd, and then the Lord is my shepherd. And sometimes like kind of saying each word with an emphasis to it can change the whole meaning of scripture. And maybe one of those is one that you really need to focus on. The Lord is my shepherd, like my shepherd. And I did that, and it really helped me reflect on the verse that I dove into. And so my action step is to meditate on a verse and take it each word at a time and see how God is speaking to you through the different like sections of it all.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm going to incorporate both of those because I really need to. My action step would be what Julie had said earlier about the note card, just placing physical reminders of the Lord's faithfulness, whether it be a Bible verse or just a word of encouragement or a challenge. Mm-hmm. It could be a physical card, or you could even do like a reminder on your phone. Like my mom on her phone set reminders that she would get every day at a certain time. And it would be like, you know, pray for Ashlyn, pray for, you know, my other siblings, pray for my dad, pray for family. But just having those constant reminders, because the more that you have those come in, then it'll become muscle memory to where it's just something that you're always thinking about and filling your mind with, you know, him and setting it back on him and his truth. And that's something that I really need to implement. So good.
Well, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Feel free to always DM us about what you want us to talk about and dive into. Yeah. We're just grateful that you guys listen, and we love you all. So
bye. See you next time.
Have a good one. Bye.